78 for the next number. Song number 78.
Sweet.
last number, 577. Just thinking of Thanksgiving coming up soon. After this song, we'll look to Dalton for devotions. 577.
We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is better watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the waters of rain, the breezes and the sunshine and soft refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Then thank the Lord, oh thank the Lord, for all His love.
Well, good evening. Greetings in Jesus' name this evening. Love something about a hymn sing. There's so many blessings with that. And so I was looking at what to do for devotions on a hymn sing, and I was thinking, you know, maybe take a song and you know, kind of go through one of those, and learn some things from that. And there's that come up here and do a really good job with histories of songs, and I'm not all that good at that. But was looking at a few different ones. And there was one I was looking at, and it was there's some really good thoughts with this one. And then I looked at it, and I realized, and the tune it has in the book isn't the tune I know it by. And so I thought, we're not doing that one. But then I was just thinking and praying about it, and the question came to my mind, who is Jesus? And so a particular song came to mind and found that it was absolutely packed with who is Jesus. And I will admit I was getting quite excited once I was realizing the connection there. There's quite a bit in it. And if you want to take Christian hymnal, song number 25. Probably most of you can just tell me what the song is. But The Lily of the Valley. And as I was looking at this, realizing that it is just, again, packed full of who is Jesus, especially the first line. And so I want to look at this. And since this is talking about several, maybe not just even several, a lot of different aspects of Jesus, I'm going to be jumping around to different passages. But also with that, there is too much about who Jesus is and how we relate to him in this song to do in a devotional. We wouldn't want it to take the whole service, and I wouldn't want to do that anyways. So I'm just going to hit some of the highlights. Just a few thoughts from this. But I'll go ahead and read over the first verse and then pull a few things out of that first verse of the song. I have found a friend in Jesus. So we see him as friend. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul, the lily of the valley. And in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. And then, of course, the chorus. I want to break that down. Just look at just a few parts of that. I want to look at Jesus at first as Jesus as our friend. Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And most of these I'm just going to try to do a verse or two, maybe a few. But here we'll go ahead and jump in at verse 12, John 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Who is Jesus? Our friend. But also partway down through this first verse of the song, it says, all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. Jesus is all we need. And a couple verses with that, you don't have to turn there, but 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30 says, but of him are ye in Christ, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He's all that. And then if you want to turn to 2 Peter 1, 3. You'll be looking at enough passages, so I don't feel like you have to turn to every one of them. 2 Peter 1, 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things pertaining unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. All things. He's given us all things through the knowledge of him. So Jesus, seeing him as it says in there, all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. And then one more thought in that first verse of the song. He tells me every care on him to roll. And there's a lot of verses we could go to in the Bible with that. Probably just across the page for a lot of you. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him. Why? For he careth for you. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the one that bears our burdens. But not only does he bear our burdens, we look at the next verse of the song, and we see, oh, he all my griefs has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. All my griefs have taken, all my sorrows borne. If it sounds familiar, that's pretty well an idea from the Bible as well. That's Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, in just a couple of verses there, saying that very thing. Verses 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All my griefs is taken, and all my sorrows borne. Bears our burdens, bears our griefs and sorrows. But then we see not only, okay, in this, just a little bit further down in that line of the song, it says, I have all for him forsaken. For one thing, Jesus is worthy of that. But you know, that's also something that Jesus asked us to do. And that would be in Luke 14. Luke 14, Jesus says some strong things, and probably I'll only pull a few verses out here, starting probably with verse 26, but I especially want to look at verse 33, where we see that. Jesus says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, in his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Of course, we see it with that, you know, we see the context of the Bible. He's not actually asking us to hate people, but the idea is our love for him to be so much further and so much greater that any other love seems as hatred by comparison. And then verse 27, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And he gives several examples that are really good, but then in verse 33, he comes back and he says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. This idea, I have all for him forsaken and all my idols torn. All the way for Jesus. All in for Jesus. And really, when we're looking at all the other things we've been looking at, of who Jesus is, of course we want to do this. But then it switches in just a little bit further down. It says, though all the world forsake me. And that's the other side of it. But of course, we see in Romans 8, what does he say? If God be for us, who can be against us? In fact, he starts mentioning some of these things, and he says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Now, you look at something like that. If all the world forsakes me, do I really care? When it's really, we're in such a state. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. And then a couple thoughts for the final verse of the song. It says several things, so I'm trying to boil it down on that. But he will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. Protection. With his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. Provision. Protection, provision. And of course, we see the, and I won't turn there, but we see the whole story of, right there in the Gospels, feeding the 5,000. That's a major provision. that's something they didn't have at all. What they had was very, very little. Did that limit Jesus? Is Jesus limited by our resources? But we see not only provision, we see protection. And just right after that, what's the story right after that? They go out on the Sea of Galilee. And things start to go a little rough. They're not having an enjoyable time anymore. And Jesus steps into it. He protects them, takes care of them, gives them safety. Was it hard for him then? No, I wouldn't say so. He created the universe. He can command it very easily. And then a final thought with this last verse of the song. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face where rivers of delight shall ever roll. And it goes into, you know, he's the lily of the valley. But to see his blessed face, that's the focus. That's the focus. And I had to think of 1 Thessalonians 4, and you're welcome to turn there if you'd like. Just a few verses there. 1 Thessalonians 4, and 1 Thessalonians, you know, it's talking about some of these things of Christ coming back, and I know, especially when I was younger, I looked at that, and it wasn't necessarily the most encouraging subject to me. It's not that I didn't want Christ to come back, but at the same time, I could have thought of more other passages I'd rather be reading. But it's interesting the point of this passage. I've come to value it more. 1 Thessalonians 4, and we'll just jump in it, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. He says, comfort one another with these words. He thought it would be a comfort. What's the part he says right before he states that it's a comfort? Or to comfort them with this. The part right before that is, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He didn't say, oh, and you'll get to do this in heaven, or this, or that. He says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort each other with these words. And sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face. That's the focus. Who is Jesus? He's the one we go to see. He's the one that makes that possible. He's the one whose blessed face we see. And so, thinking of this song, I'm going to say it again. I have touched on just little pieces out of this. I encourage you to go home, pull out the song, spend a little time looking at it, and try to never look at it the same way. It is packed full of truth. So then the challenge for us this evening is he the fairest of 10,000 to my soul, to your soul? Let's let that be a challenge for us today. And we will go ahead and sing this, but first let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for all you've blessed us with. We thank you for giving us your son. We thank you for who Jesus is. And Lord, we ask that as we sing, as we fellowship, as we seek you tonight, we pray that you just really and truly be the fairest 10,000 to our souls. We ask and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I have done very little song leading. I don't think I've done any here, so bear with me. Lily of the Valley.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. My comfort.
this time we'll have the children sing, so the children can come forward, and Ramona will be leading that.
Thank you, Ramona, and the children for sharing that way. If you take your Christian hymnal for next song, turn to number 563. Thinking about youth and vigor and energy, maybe we should stand and sing this song. Dare to be a Daniel. After this song, we'll have the girls or the young ladies group that sang last Sunday come up and give what they have. 563.
Standing by a purpose to heed God's command, honor them the faithful few, all hail to Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to grab a purpose firm, dare to make it
We are going to be singing three songs tonight, and one of them is being the Gentle Healer, as requested.
So highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
Thank you for those songs. Those are beautiful. Definitely a blessing. And, you know, such a blessing to have a group like that sing. We want to share the blessing. We want to have a few more groups. We have a few volunteer groups. But we want to do the volunteer groups a little bit different. So, got a little bit of an idea for doing this. Several people are getting nervous now. And so we were talking about it, what we would like to do. We've got a few different categories and groups in this church. And a few different ways we could arrange groups. And so we've got a few pieces of paper out here that three different categories that we'll kind of mix up and pull from. And whatever combination, you'll see if you're in it. And then not only that, but it even will affect the songs you sing. So we'll see if we can spice it up just a little bit more. So basically what we have there in the first grouping of things to pull from is whether it's a volunteer men's group, a volunteer ladies group, or a volunteer mixed group. The second category would be whether it's a 40 and up, an under 40, or a youth. And then the last would be whether it's pre-selected songs, sing a couple pre-selected songs. I left them on the notebook there. You'll have to read them to me here in a bit. Whether a couple pre-selected songs or your group picks a couple songs, or the last option being that the congregation picks a couple songs for you to sing. So we're hoping to have a little bit of fun with this. So I think we'll end up doing three song groups. So hopefully just about everybody will get a chance to join in if they so like. I don't know if you're having as much fun with this as I am. So just to be fair, I'm going to put them in baskets. Mix them up a bit. And as my family could tell you, I'm no good at sleight of hand, so don't worry. So I'm going to pull one from each, and let's see what we get here. First group, it's going to be the men's side, the youth, and it's the two selected songs. So all you youth boys, those of you that would like to, and we hope every single one of you would like to volunteer. You're going to be singing the songs, John, which were the two? They were there in the... It'd take a little too much to interpret my handwriting anyways. But you're going to be singing in the Christian hymnal, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, numbers 350 and 458 in the Christian hymnal. So whenever you guys are ready, you can come right on up to the front.
Thank you. trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him. Just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust him more.
Well done, that was great. And y'all survived it too. How about that? All right, well, we have two more groups. Now, I don't know, maybe the youth girls have thought it through and they realize they're safe now. I don't know, but maybe you can still get in on the under 40 if you just really want to. So let's see here. Let's go ahead and get our next group together. Oh, sure enough, it's ladies under 40. And the congregation picks the two songs. So get yourselves together. Come on up, and whoever's left will be picking your arrangement. Thank you. Thank all of you ladies so much. That was just beautiful. For those of you that didn't catch on, there is one group left, and it is the mixed group, 40 and up, and you get to pick your own songs. And you can just come on up.
I
Thanks for that, sharing in that group. Now, Dalton makes it seem kind of like fun to come up there and help with those groups, so glad he was doing that. Let's turn to number 596 in the Christian hymnal, and then we'll have the chorus come up on the last verse. Number 596.
Eternal day of
You can rest your soul.